From Bates Nursery and Garden Center, just north of Briley Parkway on Whites Creek Pike, and worth the drive from anywhere. It's the At Home Show, answering your questions about your home, your garden, and your projects. Now for two gentlemen best known for pioneering the concept of social distancing, Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project. You got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It is the At Home Show. My name is Josh Carey.
And my name is David Bates.
That's Michael Stevenson sitting right there.
And good morning.
He is the one that keeps us on the air, and we're up and alive again this Saturday morning. The Mother's Day edition of the At Home Show this week.
And especially happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. This is the most legitimate holiday of the year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really. I don't think there's a higher order, a more significant day to be mindful of than to, you know, be ever mindful of. Who's the most important? And it's mom. Without moms, you know, we're all nobody.
Just ask her. She'll tell you.
Oh, I know. Without my mom.
It's beautiful. It really is. It's true. David, it's a little chilly this morning.
Well, it is a bit chilly this morning, and we've seemed to have the roller coaster effect going on from one week to the next. Today, of course, is Saturday, we're now on the 9th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a freeze here on White's Creek Pike this morning, 31.4 degrees, the official low here at the weather station here at Bates Nursery. But today it's going to be quite nice. High of 64 degrees, very mild, abundant sunshine, a great day to get out and do whatever as we begin to slowly come out of this COVID-19
stuff.
Yep, we're slowly going to emerge out of it. So anyway, beautiful day today to get out and enjoy yourself. Tomorrow will be an equally lovely day. Maybe some clouds late in the afternoon, but a little warmer. High of 72 degrees. On Monday, it will cool back down just a bit, down to 64, but still mostly sunny. We will have some cloudy skies on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, some showers in the morning, but that's not going to last. And as we go right back into we quickly pass through the 70s back up to the 80s again by the end of next week. So I can assume that 2 weeks from now it will be unseasonably cool again, because it's going to be quite warm again next weekend with highs in the mid-80s. Currently here at Bates Nursery, 48 degrees.
Now, day after tomorrow, it would be absolutely legal to put in your tomato plants, correct?
Tomorrow is. I guess maybe you shouldn't do it on Mother's Day because mom may have other plans. And if you're fortunate enough to have your mom,
mother, yes,
by all means, you do whatever she wants to do.
Absolutely. All righty, folks, you can dial 615-499-6690 to join us. If you want to interact on the show, you can reach out. You can leave a comment at the on the live broadcast. Go ahead and share it to everyone you know. Excuse me, Michael.
Yeah, that's good.
That's okay. Yeah. Go ahead and tell the neighbors, you know, shake the dog.
Yeah. And we really appreciate you helping us keep the word out there. Of course, you know, the internet gods somewhat stack the deck against you when you are.
Really?
They do. They make it where that it's not really easy to
grow the thing.
Organically. It's you know, you kind of got to have people to help you do that.
Are they using chemical fertilizer on certain places?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they need that green fertilizer is what they need.
Green?
Yes, that's what the internet wants.
Well, I mean, we could do that for them. I mean, we can sling it with the best of them.
I think our listeners,
all the fertilizer out there that we want to.
I think our listeners are better than that.
Oh, I think so, too.
All righty, folks. Again, that number is 615-499-6690. Yes, I tend to look down because I've got to look down at the number. I should have it committed to memory, but there are a few of them from the past that might show up, and I might give out the wrong number, and nobody will answer your call.
Or it'll just be the wrong one.
Hey, it could be the wrong one.
Yeah.
Wake them up over there on Music Square.
December. We are live on YouTube, by the way.
We are. Well, good. Okay. All YouTube. Right.
And so that's our newest announcement. Mm-hmm. We try to add a little something extra each week. We're just one more of the, since we've been doing the At Home show since 1998.
We had At Home first, by the way.
Yes. When you go out there and search YouTube for the At Home show, you're going to come up with everybody else's probably before ours. So
the At Home show with Josh Carey and David Bates.
If you search it that way, it'll come up.
Jimmy Fallon, you're okay. You're okay.
We're not hating on anybody. No. We're just saying that we've been doing it under this name. We didn't just start because of
first weekend in February 1998.
Yes, that's a while back.
Last century.
Best of my recollection. So
the last millennium.
Yes, it was.
It was indeed. And a while back, now that you mention it.
All righty. Now, David, we have quite a display here this morning. You've brought in the color. I think it's probably in honor of Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Because mommies all love flowers.
Specifically, in honor of my grandmother, who, of course, is the founder of my business,
Nanny.
Uh-huh. But her first name was Bessie, and her maiden name was Flowers. Bessie Flowers.
Oh, cool.
So in honor of my grandmother and Mother's Day, I've tried to feature some flowers out here that are, you know, something to keep in mind for all moms and Mother's Day. There's a lot of history around mm-hmm. Mother's Day and the giving and displaying of flowers. So we're all about you keeping up with that over here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. So
hanging baskets are always popular.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, hydrangeas. If down there to the left of Michael, down in front of him, you'll see there's some beautiful
hydrangeas. Do we really want garden variety stuff for Mom? If Mom likes garden variety stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Well, because you have the common garden hydrangeas. Hydrangeas. But we want common.
Hydrangea.
That does not look common to me.
Hydrangea macrophylla, if you prefer. It's a big leaf.
Big leaf.
Big leaf hydrangea or garden hydrangeas. Uh-huh. But, there are repeat blooming types. There are the ones in front there, Nico Blue, which are also widely used. And, of course,
it's got pink flowers.
They can have pink or blue, depending on the pH.
Count.
What are these down here? Roses?
These are roses in front here. We've got Bursting Joy as the orange one. And the yellow one you see there is Julia Child.
Julia?
Julia Child.
Named after the chef?
I'm going to assume, yes.
And CIA agent, by the way. Yeah.
Got a little shrimp plant action happening here. Back to my left.
Now, that's a grafted plant, or it looks like it's stuck to a stick or something like that.
It is. It's been braided up onto a stick, mm-hmm. so that gives it the strength to be able to stand up.
It's a bamboo stick as well.
So, and it has those flowers that look like a little shrimp plant. So that's what it's called, the shrimp. Hmm. So, anyway, think about your mom, and, you know, I don't think there's ever been a mom who's ever been unhappy about receiving flowers for any occasion. And so don't let Mother's Day be the exception.
Well, now,
and regardless of what you do for your mom, maybe you're not going to get off that easy. Maybe you're going to get out there and help her plant her garden.
Yes.
Now, that is a real Mother's Day gift.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's the old adage, people are always asking, when is it too early? I mean, is it too early to plant? Should I wait until after a certain day? The old wives' tale, as it were, is that you should always wait till after Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is one of those years where it gives a lot of credence to that thought and to that statement, given that we had a light freeze here at Bates Nursery. Many areas around the Middle Tennessee area had a fairly significant frost.
Now the windshield was a little frosty at the proving grounds.
So, consequently, you have the opportunity for plants that have been planted early to have gotten damaged. So people uh-huh. who did not, there is a chance that people who planted early might have gotten some damage had they failed to protect them.
Now, again, in addition to the flowers, I think I'm going to go a little bit non-traditional this year because, you know, I research my gifts to
you, non-traditional. Now, what exactly does that mean, Josh?
Well, in this case, you know, birthday was all about the grass last year. You know, I proved to be correct, and I think at that time. So I think for Mother's Day that I might, while I'm here today, pick up 1 cubic yard of earth mix for my, you know, because we're constructing the raised beds, mm-hmm. and I think 1 cubic yard would be just perfect to fill up those 2 that I've got constructed.
Well, good luck with that. I'm not saying that a cubic yard of earth mix garden.
Two yards?
Well, I'm not saying.
I don't think we really need 2 yards.
If you don't, you only should get what you need.
Right.
However, okay. What I would suggest is that you consult with the recipient. See if that is, I know you're all about the surprise nature of gifts, but that did not work out for you. See, you have to be content with delayed gratification.
Well, you have to look to the future.
Diana did not fully appreciate the beauty of your yard until it was actually beautiful. That birthday present that you bestowed upon her at the time wasn't so well received, right?
Well, it
was received, though. But
as the yard boy said, you know, the look on her face, if he's still chilled because of that. And that was back in October. So, you know, but hey, you know, we work toward the future at all times. You have to look for the long term. So,
And if you can have the long view on projects, you're a lot better off because so much of society and our life is so fast paced. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the lesson we've been able to collectively learn from all of the COVID-19 changes that we've all made. Take it back a notch and think about things that are going to be a little more long-lasting and maybe not instant gratification, but something that's going to really pay dividends.
You can watch it grow. We'll be able to watch this garden grow, and then we'll be able to consume the products that come out of it.
Well, and to be sure, now it is time to get out there and put all that in gear. Vegetable gardening should be in high gear, as are all of the complimentary decorative flowers that you might plant with them. You know, a lot of people like to plant marigolds in with their vegetable plants, and
they look cute.
Well, they look nice. Plus, there's some reason to believe that they are repellent of some sorts of
critters.
Yeah, so that will help a little bit. I mean, it also looks nice. They don't take up a lot of space, so you can plant those around.
They spread pretty well, though, right?
Well, they don't spread. I mean, unless they come back from seed the next year, they're not going to spread. They're just going to grow. So you can pinch them back, though, and they will bush out like any other flower that you pinch.
So that little bitty, what do you call them, a cell that has like maybe one or two?
Just a little starter plant, yeah.
A little starter plant. Mm-hmm. So you put that in, and it's just going to grow.
And if the difficulty for most people with regard to flowering plants is to do the necessary amount of trimming or pinching on them to be able to take that take that top out of it so that it will branch. Otherwise, you know, they tend to grow up straight and skinny. You don't want that. You want them to have a fullness to them. By the way, I've still got this.
Oh yeah, how'd the surgery go?
Surgery went well. I was present, although not conscious.
That's a good thing.
So you woke up with a new finger.
Well, they gave me a nerve block that apparently did not take satisfactorily. So I got the nerve block and general anesthesia both. So I have no recollection of the procedure beyond when the mask comes down and they're saying nighty night. and coming to, you know, a couple of hours later. So doctor says that it went well. So
they left it on, so you'll be okay.
You'll be seeing all of this for at least one more week.
Be careful with your gesture and the how you move your fingers, because
I can't really move that small one. You know, these are not affected. You know, okay. So I mean, there's a reason why they've left them.
Watch that middle one.
Your pinky that was sliced open?
Yeah, just the fifth metatarsal, it were. So yes, that one, and then there was a little ligament damage as well. So anyway. Enough of my hand.
All right.
All that is to say is that if you're feeling especially handy, when you get out there and you buy annuals to plant, it's really a good idea to go ahead and cut them back at the time. It's the most difficult thing for people to do, and they almost never do it because they can't stand to buy something and cut it back. But it would be the best thing to do because it will give you the ability to have greater branching, and it's going to pay dividends as you go in through the summer growing season.
All righty, Myrtle, we see you out there. And, yes, Myrtle had a little bit of storm damage the
other
day.
Cliff Gooding. Yep. Good to see you, buddy.
And, yeah, everything's good. Now, Sonia's got a tip from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I wonder how she came across this to get the volume of the wine corks that she could mark her little garden with.
I don't know, but a lot of people collect those, and you know they're quite an environmentally friendly little marker.
They're cool looking too.
And they do look nice. You can put them out and around, and if they happen to get crushed up somehow, well, no harm, no foul. They're
easily replaced too.
Well, a lot of people really work at adding to the collection regularly, I hear.
That's not Sonia. I wouldn't think.
I have no knowledge one way or the other.
615-499-6690. Join us, folks.
Jump we do in. Have a voicemail.
We do have a voicemail?
I'm going to have to try to read it to you, though, because they've got their phone number embedded that they say, and I don't want to put their phone number out for everybody. Okay. So I'm just trying to be considerate. Anyway, this is from Kay Matthews, and they say they've recently purchased a peony. But her research says that it's not a good time to plant those in the spring. What are your thoughts on what she read? And the article apparently said that those that are planted in the spring do not thrive as well as those that are planted in the fall.
Well, there is a certain credence to planting things in the fall in general, where that things tend to do much better with less effort, with less management, with less maintenance. And that strictly is because that things that you plant in the fall have the benefit of becoming better established throughout the winter. While the plant may be dormant above ground, below ground, the root system gets established. And that usually puts you at least, I mean, as though it's nearly a year ahead of what is planted in the spring. So from that standpoint, it's true. Now, container-grown peony, whether it is an herbaceous type, the old standard types that you've seen around.
The garden variety peony.
Those that you've seen for years, or even if it's an Ito peony, which is a grafted hybrid type of peony that is a cross between a tree peony and an herbaceous. It's a much more disease-resistant type, and it doesn't require staking. So those can be planted right now with equal amount of success. The difference is that how much care you're going to have to give to it as it becomes established. So planting it now means that you're going to have to really be very mindful of it for at least the next 6 weeks. And then, of course, that gets us almost into summer, which means you're going to have to be mindful of it throughout the summer.
And I certainly
that's
hope
why
you
fall
like
is
ants.
A whole lot better and a lot easier.
And we certainly hope she likes ants. Because they are...
Well, they kind of come with them.
Peonies?
Yeah, you see them a lot.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Did I pronounce that right?
Peony.
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 Now, a lot of...
Peonies.
Peony is where you'll hear the country
what
version
country?
Of but peony is actually the more...
Peony.
Peony, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or peony.
Well, now that I know.
615-499-6690, folks.
Yeah, it's right on the screen there, by the way.
Uh-huh. I see it. I'm not watching the screen. I'm watching
the camera.
That
number right there is the number. Regardless of what Josh tells you, that is actually the number. Mm-hmm. So far, you've gotten it right.
So far. This time.
It's early in the program.
All righty. Now, calculating the volume of the dirt that I may need, mm-hmm. I might need it.
It takes a little bit of math.
Yeah. Okay.
And I know you're no stranger to math now, but you deal with things more in terms of lineal footage as opposed to either. And I'm sure you also deal with things in terms of area, but volume as that third dimension to it.
We don't sell a lot of dirt.
No, or things, but you don't sell. Cubic feet of wood either. You might sell bore feet of wood. You might sell square, you know, certainly anything is
we sell all the feet of the boards.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's what we've said.
So you got to measure your area that mm-hmm. you're going to
mm-hmm. Let's just say it was 3 feet by 6 feet by 10 inches deep.
Okay, now that's one I can't do in my head. Uh-huh. I can do it on a calculator, but I can tell you how.
That's
to
why
do
they
it.
Make those calculators.
So. Yeah. Well, I don't use those calculators. I just use the one, you know, an actual calculator. Now, 10 inches is 5/6 of a foot.
8/10.
You could do it that way too.
Yes.
So, but when you're dealing with inches, you need to think in terms of. This is the way my mind. I tend to look
hey,
at.
Watch out, folks.
I tend to look at. I try to picture these things as though they are inches that are stacked up on top of each other. So you got 10 inches
Legos
stacked up deep by the dimensions of. You said it was how many? You said it was what was the other dimensions? 3 by 36 by 72 by 10 Okay, so now you've changed it to inches. From feet, you were giving feet a minute ago. So,
do you want to go to
the
decimals?
First rule of thumb is that you have to find a common denominator,
the lowest common denominator.
So, if
in
you're
my case.
if you're giving it in inches, you can calculate it all in inches. Mm-hmm. And if it was 36 by 72 times 10, that'll give you the total number of cubic inches. Now, to get that to cubic feet, you have to divide it by 144.
144.
And that gets it down to cubic feet. Now, if you want to further convert that to cubic yards, you would divide that by 27. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, of course, there are a lot of online tools that will help you to do all that. You've already
talked
about it.
That's how I did it.
Yeah, and it makes it a lot easier. And you also can convert from, say, a metric measurement to a U.S. standard measurement, which... You know, sometimes it's difficult when you're converting liters to cubic yards. That can be it takes a little more computation to do that. So using the online tools, online conversion is one that I use. Just type in online conversion and it'll give you all of the options for whether you're doing volume or length or distance or speed, all those things.
Yeah,
as a radio guy, I was told I was never allowed to do math. So that's why I married an accountant.
Well, that's a good thing. That's
good,
a
good idea.
All righty, 615-499-6690. If you have math questions, you can reach us here. We'll make something up that sounds real good in that situation.
We'll refer you to Michael's wife.
Hey, she'll gladly do it for you.
I'm sure.
We used to play a game until she got annoyed with me because I guess I took it too far. I just throw random equations at her and she'd solve them.
Well, good. That's good. There was a time with a younger brain where that I could do that pretty well, but that time has passed on.
That's where I started. Where you're at now is where I started.
Well, you know, but I'm way down the hill. You're still going up. That's the way that works.
We need to find the proper one. We have got 12 people watching this morning. Come on, folks.
We have 24.
It says 12 right there.
Mine says 13. 24.
Okay, yours says 24. Yours must be correct. But, folks, go ahead and share the feed. Have a watch party. Talk to us. I mean, go out to YouTube. Like it. Well, it's free on
Twitter
YouTube.
As well.
Hey, let's talk for just a moment, just quickly about my company, Base Nursery and Garden Center. And, of course, it's Mother's Day. We are reopening today. This is Saturday only right now. But we will be open at 9 a.m. today. Now, during the whole COVID outbreak time, we have been open from noon until 4 daily. Today, we will be open from 9 until 4. We will go back to noon until 4 tomorrow, but today we'll be open for longer hours, and coming up probably by the end of next week we'll be extending our hours back to a more normal hours as Davidson County opens up. So we've tried to take a very measured approach with that. There's a lot of things going through, but we will invite you to come on in and see us beginning at 9 a.m. this morning. So come on out and see us at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. We have everything you could think of for your garden, be it vegetables, edible landscape plants, be it flowering plants, trees, shrubs, ground covers. And really what we have an abundance of is expertise. We're certainly really happy to help you find the right place and get it in the right place the first time. That's the way we do it at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, where we've been beautifying Nashville since 1932, where my grandmother, Bessie Flowers Bates, And Flowers actually was her maiden name.
BFB.
Yep. Where she started this thing back in 1932. So we're really thrilled to get to continue on doing that, beautifying Nashville since 1932, Bates Nursery and Garden Center.
So now our friend Lewis Dickerson tells us that there are 144 square inches in a square foot, but 1,728 cubic inches in a
cubic yard. Yeah, that is correct.
He knew that.
I knew that too.
You did?
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah. All right.
But if you deal with volume enough, you kind of those get kind of burned in on some level.
Why?
Because, you know, you get tired of having to calculate all the time. And you do kind of figure out ways to, you know, get pretty close in your head.
Now, do you have to build in a waste factor on that at all? Depends on how you haul it.
Well, some people are wasteful. I don't know how to allow for it.
What about the grooves in the bottom of the pickup truck? I mean, then that.
Yeah, I should be able to sweep that out. Now, I have seen people get a like a scoop of pine bark. That's mm-hmm. the very fine stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you should always tarp those things because some of those materials are very bad to blow.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, before they had the tarp laws, people would just drive out with them on there and they would get home and not have anything left.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it would just all blow out.
We call that repeat sales.
Well, you know, you hate to get it that way. Just like you hate to get repeat sales on vegetable plants due to frost and freezes. And this is one of those years where there are some people who will have planted more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and the weather has not been particularly kind with respect to the cold weather that we've had at this late date. I don't know that this is an official record or not, but it is very late to be having a freezing temperature inside of Davidson County.
Well, it certainly is. I remember going camping around Memorial Day and having some very, very cool nights. I don't think that it's terribly unusual. It's just that it's because it didn't last that long. That freeze was only for several hours. What was the you said it was 31.2 here?
Now, when I got up at 2:30, uh-huh. That's what time I got up to come in this morning because of having to deal with irrigation.
Because you're the man.
It was. Well, you know, the plants don't care who the man is. The plants just want the attention they want when they want it. So at 2:30 when I got up, it was 35 degrees. By the time I got out the door, it was 34 degrees. By the time I arrived here, it was 33 degrees. And I had some issues with the irrigation. So I did get it on before it actually reached freezing temperature. And it was on probably an hour before it got down to freezing and then a bit below before it started coming back up again. So, obviously, the temperatures rebound very quickly once the sun comes up over the sky. But it's not going to be anything but a beautiful, comfortable day today. 61 degrees for the high and sunshine. So, get out and enjoy it. And, you know, get out of the house.
Yes.
This is a good day to get out.
Suck up some vitamin D.
I can't say exactly what it is.
Well, generate some vitamin D.
You can't say or you won't say.
Well, I won't say. We're celebrating Mother's Day with my mom today.
Yep.
So
congratulations, by the way.
Yeah. Right. She's awesome. And honestly, without her, like when she comes and watch our little boy, I always come home. Everything's clean. There's dinner on the table, and I'm like, you don't have to do that stuff. And she's like, no, I kind of do. And she just says, I don't get it. But I can't say what we've done for her.
Right.
But my sister and I, and then of course my wife and little boy and everybody, we're all showing up today and basically going to build her something.
Something.
So that is an unknown something at this point, or is it?
Unknown to everybody but me and my sister and my wife. So.
Okay, so you guys have kind of put a plan together.
Yes.
So, but you can't divulge that? You're afraid your mom would?
I know she's watching. She's already commented.
Okay, you involve dirt?
I'm not going to say anything.
Did she? So obviously she knew something was in the works.
Yeah, because we had to tell her we were coming because sometimes she goes and hangs out with her friends on Saturdays. We're like, you got to be home.
Oh, okay.
So
you're going to do Mother's Day a day early.
Yes. Well, she works tomorrow too. So
well, that settles that then.
She's one of the those essential people at the Wally World.
Okay. Well, you know, there's been a lot of people working these essential jobs, and I'm sure that everyone's glad to be able to have their spot. To be mm-hmm. able to
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Would you guys like to hear from Doug?
Certainly.
Hello, this is Doug, and we were up at Bates Nursery, purchased two ladies' mantle, and we have tried in the past to grow them, and unfortunately, we had to give them a burial. So we're looking for some advice. We live up on a hill. We amend our soils when we plant. But we have numerous locations, either shade or sun. And we've tried in multiple locations. So please, if you could just give us a quick schooling on what the best thing is for ladies' mantle.
Well, Doug,
thank you.
Okay. Now, first thing we're going to have to figure out is what exactly a ladies' mantle is.
Well, a ladies' mantle is, you will find it growing naturally out in the woodland area. So, you know, that tells you something right there. You know, it does like a, woodland setting. My belief is that it would really like a spot to, where it could get only morning sun, and then it'd be shaded the rest of the day. Now, that said, having proper amount of drainage, and this is where it gets
kind of iffy. Yeah,
this is where it gets kind of iffy. And one of the things that I would recommend you guys doing is to come out and talk with Joy Bovin. And Joy is the head of our perennial department here at Bates Nursery. And Joy really knows her stuff. She's going to probably give you a lot better detailed, specific information based on the numbers of locations that you apparently have available. So all I can do is kind of speculate here, but if you come out here and talk with Joy, she's a wealth of knowledge, and she will help you get that dialed in, help you figure out, you know, how to get this thing.
It's an understory plant, so wouldn't you kind of sort of guess that it might like a little bit more of an acid soil? I mean, possibly. Again, Joy was going to be the authority on that. But the leaf litter and, you know, just a little bit of.
Yeah, you want really friable soil. You want it high in organic content.
Is that air
you
friable?
You want it also that drains well, you know. And if it's in a spot at all, a lot of plants. I was talking with my brother Mark earlier this morning because we're comparing notes on freeze damage and what have you. How many things have to have very specific requirements, and that because we've had periods where we've had a lot of rain in the last couple of years, that there have been a lot of things that have just simply the root system has somewhat shut down on because it has been so wet. Conifers have been particularly hard hit. Now, I don't know that that's the case with the perennial that they're talking about or not, but certainly it is a it is something that you need to be able to be mindful of, how the water moves around it, the amount of sunlight you get, and also he talked in terms of they've done soil preparation, you know, making sure you've got soil that drains properly. And if you've got too much flow of water coming across it, it may be impossible to do sufficient amount of soil preparation. So come out and talk to Joy. She's going to give you a lot more specific information about that. And I'm sorry I can't give you a more specific answer about
it's
that.
It's a very pretty plant.
It's too, a beautiful plant.
Yeah, and I've just done a little search on it there, the beautiful yellow flowers on the mm-hmm. on the particular that came up. All right, 615-499-6690. What's your Mommy's Day present going to be to a certain mommy in your life? You might want to tell us that. Michael won't.
I can't.
Well, obviously, Josh, you and I, we've already had our opportunity at giving our moms Mother's Day gifts.
I wish I could. I really, truly do.
As do I as well. My mom's been gone for 31 years. Wow. Hard to believe it's been that long. So if you've still got your mom, make sure you take the time to let her know without question how much you appreciate her and thank her for the best you can. You know, you can never really thank mom enough.
Because she put up with you all those years,
all
folks.
All those years, yep.
I can't.
Just like our moms did. Can you imagine that? putting up with us.
Well, she didn't put up with a lot, I can tell you that.
I think you said she had that, she could get that slipper off and fire it across the room.
My little fat ninja mama could come up out of that thing. It wasn't what she hit you with. It was what was closest that she hit you
so
with.
So it could be a remote, a book.
Remote? Now, that was me. Go change the channel, boy. I mean, we didn't have those fancy things back in the day. I mean,
back in my day.
Yeah,
I was about to say, Josh over here chiseling his messages to his friends back in the day.
Well, we had three primary channels. And if you were lucky and you lived in a big city, you might have a Z channel or a UHF station that you could pick up. Yeah. In some places we lived, we only had two channels. We actually had a third channel, but it was all it showed was the barometric pressure, the wind speed, and the temperature.
That's all you needed to know.
One of those cameras that pan back and forth.
Yes, it did. Okay, because that was very important at
the original weather channel.
Okay, because it was always wind speed first, because that was what was most important when you're shooting missiles up into the sky.
Right, have airplanes taking off and landing.
That was up there, way up in the range. You didn't talk about that kind of stuff.
I can't read that transcription out loud.
Well, voice transmission is
you're afraid to play it because you don't know what it actually is.
I'm gonna actually step away and listen to it just to make sure.
Not even on cable.
Well, the thing of it is, you don't know if that's even what is said or not.
I know. That's why I got to go listen to it.
Mrs. Kelly, just give us a minute, and Michael will take a look at it. But basically what it wants to, what she's looking for is, what is the best material to cover a greenhouse with? I mean, in essence, because you'll have to think about, you use the name Mr. Bates. Mr. Bates.
Yeah. Well, I will just
talk. And transcription, folks, is.
Okay,
not,
well, we know it didn't say what that came up with.
She did not mean to it for it to come through that way.
We'll let them speak for themselves.
Okay.
You gonna play it over there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It's good. Hold on just a moment. Here we go.
Drum roll.
Well, hold on. I guess I better connect it to Bluetooth, huh?
Yeah, it would help.
That would be fantastic if I could just do what I needed. There we go.
You just got all flustered, Michael.
Good morning, Mr. Bates. This is Mr. Kelly. I'm looking for some material to cover a greenhouse with. Where might I find that? Hope you have a wonderful day.
Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Kelly. Well, Mr. Kelly, I think I know who this Mr. Kelly is.
And he might have said it the way that it came across.
To go out and buy a greenhouse film quality of plastic, you can't just find anywhere. Now, our friends over at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply likely will have several. It would be a bit curious right now to be covering a greenhouse. Unless, of course, you are really going to commit to growing and irrigating on doing all of that on your own throughout.
It'll get really hot in there really quick.
You got to be able to do a lot of ventilation. You pretty much have to be able to roll the sides up and have no ends in the structure. So, but all that aside, if you use a conventional grade of plastic, like you would find at a box store.
Poly.
Yeah, those won't hold up. They have no UV treatment in them, which prevents it from breaking down so quickly. Now, there are one-year types of poly, and there are types that are multiple years, some that were certified to last up to 4 years in the sun, depending on the amount of UV treatment they have. And what that does is that just keeps the plastic from breaking down so quickly. So those are available to be ordered over the internet, but locally, the only place I know of you would find a selection of those polyethylenes that are used for greenhouse applications would be Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply.
It's going to be a heavy mill too that you're probably going to need.
It will be at least a 4 mil, could be a 6 mil,
true mil.
But there are all different light transmissive qualities in them. There are those that are that have anti drip technology built that will not drip on the inside. There are there are those that are have a fiber woven into them that makes them stronger. You can use a multiple layer and use an air pump to pump a layer of air in between. And what that does is that prevents transpiration inside. And it also, if you're heating in the wintertime, creates a much more insulated an insulated layer up there so that you don't have so much in heating costs. So there's a lot of different things to consider, and it all depends on the application that you are using it for.
And you could build a full-time structure as well.
Yeah.
Also, and then you build a true greenhouse.
See, I thought I'd read somewhere, if you do that, that what you were talking about, creating a layer of air, you can grow plants that normally you'd have to wait later in the season. You can grow those earlier because it's kind of, in effect, moves the zone up in that greenhouse.
Well, now what you can do, and what is really a good idea for people who are wanting to plant early, is to install a small, what is known as a cold frame. Now, a cold frame is simply a structure that you pull plastic over, but it's just a single sheet of plastic. Knowing that you will have to, say, last Saturday, if you had that structure, you'd had to have it uncovered.
Right.
But then you would have had to have had it back on there tonight. And what it gives you the ability to do is to plant early because it warms the soil up. And what stifles plants so many times, particularly gardening plants, is air temperature, to be sure, has an effect. But what even has a greater effect is the soil temperature. So if you haven't warmed the soil temperature up sufficiently, the plants are just going to sit there. Many times they'll break down and just rot.
A lot of folks build a true cold frame that they can pick up and move, and they use old window sash a lot of times.
Those are really quite handy where you can prop them open.
Hinged, you can hinge them.
And they're very attractive looking as well. So
they're kind of cool.
Yeah. So it gives you a place to at least begin. You know, a lot of people want to do seedlings in those and transplant them out into a larger area. You know, gardening is something that a lot of people are, and we touched on that instant gratification aspect. Gardening is one of those things that really helps you to, I think, find that groove, that cadence. You know, gardening is not instantaneous.
The zone, as it were.
You know where you're heading, and you know it takes a little while to get there. So you have to begin, and you have to nurture, and then on down the path a ways, then you get to begin harvesting, and then you get to reap the rewards of all that effort.
If the birds don't get it.
Well, there's netting to deal with that also.
Speaking of, you remember last week when you guys asked if I had a self-pollinating blueberry bush?
Yes.
Apparently I do because there's blueberries.
Okay. Well,
they're still there this morning.
It's only good reason to have one.
I don't know if they're ripe just yet. No. I don't know. They look kind of small.
No, they're going to be blue
when they're ripe,
yes. But again, Josh just mentioned the B word being birds. You're going to have to be very mindful of.
So if you feed the birdies, you may want to feed them away from where the blueberry bush.
Well, it's in on our screened-in porch. There's no birds getting in there.
Why is it not in the ground?
It's in a pot.
It's in a pot?
Yeah.
Okay. For how long?
I don't know. How long is it not to be? When do I need to put it in the ground?
You need to get a bigger pot at least, probably, but I would say. Well, I
mean, did you transplant it into a container?
It's a bigger pot.
It can probably grow there for quite a while. Now, the issue is going to be, and it may have gotten pollinated, and obviously did, before you planted it.
It was out here in the parking lot.
Because the bees have to be able to do their work to be able to pollinate. So what will happen if you leave it in there in successive years, you may get beautiful flowers.
But no blueberries.
They smell good, too. A blueberry.
Yeah, they have a nice little fragrance, too. Mm-hmm. It's not overpowering.
So maybe like next spring, put it in the ground?
I would do it this fall. Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you get any blueberries.
I already got blueberries.
Okay. Well, you got.
They're just not blue yet. They're green.
Well, they're not green. It's like a bluish green.
They're very pale blue. I never got the same thing at my house. Mine are in the ground.
It was okay. So you have some kind of superiority complex?
No, it's not a complex.
Oh. Shots fired.
Yes.
You must have learned how to do that when you was watching your two channels.
Yes, two channels. Yes. Well, we had nothing else to do out there. I mean, it was quite the desert.
615-499-6690. pick up the phone and give us a call here at the At Home Show. We'll talk about whatever you're talking about. Of course, today we're really trying to be mom-centric today.
Do you have a photo that we might share, David?
I think I do have a photo that you sent to me earlier. Let me see if I can get that up here. This is a photo of your lovely mother-in-law.
Yes. I mean,
I went the wrong way with that picture.
Well, why did you go the wrong way? That would be Hildegard Lutzi Carnes.
Okay.
And Oma. And again, she loved Mother's Day probably more than any mother that I've ever met. So brought all of her brood around and brought them up there. And she was really the flower person in there. Now, I have another picture, but you said it was not going to be.
Well,
because it's not appropriate for Mother's Day because it's the father and right, a picture of the father.
We'll get to him.
Okay. You know,
Father's Day is kind of an afterthought, kind of a holiday anyway. It was like, hey, we could do a Father's Day, kind of a thing.
Well, we'll do Father's
Day. But Mom's Day is legit, so this is your mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, yes. There are very few pictures of my mother.
Well, I mean, she's a very lovely lady, so we fortunately, Diana takes after her mom.
No, that one really looks like one of my daughters. So, you see the one that I'm thinking about?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
615-499-6690. Yes, she was a first-generation German war bride.
Wow.
Fleed the Russians, man.
War bride. That's a great term. They ought to bring that back.
So did she speak English when she and your your father-in-law-to-be, when they were...
Well, he was from Pennsylvania, so he could barely speak English. But I mean, that was her English was very accented right on up until she passed. So, but she worked in the PX somewhere over there in West Germany, you know, back when it was East and West Germany kind of thing. Okay, she worked at the PX, and that's what I understand that they met.
Well, so I understand why they met, because she was a lovely young woman.
Uh huh.
So, yeah,
she made the best potato salad. Oh, my goodness.
Needless to say, it was German.
No, not really. It was more like a hybrid southern potato salad with a German flair. Okay.
And I'm sure that you guys still have the recipe for that.
Well, it can never be replicated. I mean, it's not. She was one of those that she would tell you most of the recipe, but leave out like one little item.
Well, you know, I know a lady who used to be. She would, if you ever asked her for a recipe. She would leave an ingredient or two out and say, you know, my chocolate chip cookies never taste quite as good as yours.
Well, there was a...
And they always say, oh, you're just not doing it right.
Oh, yeah, you're just not... You didn't do it the way I should do it. But there is one human. It's another Mommy Kim, who I want to send out a shout to, my bride. And she's my lead, my second lead wife. So, I mean, godmother to my children. So she's the only one that claims to have the original potato salad recipe.
Original?
No, well, I
what
mean,
do you
actual
mean?
Written down
what
the
do you
original.
Mean, what do you mean claims? That's what I heard.
Did she invent potato salad?
No, but you've never had Oma's, because it's Oma's potato salad. It's not Kim's potato salad. It's not Diana's or Renee's. It's Oma's potato salad.
Okay,
that's how it was gone. All righty, folks, we're loving on moms this morning, and that's kind of what the At Home Show does. We'll go from here to there and around and about. And,
now you talked about doing something nice for Diana, like getting her a
bag of crabs,
cubic yard.
Now. You might be around the area. Maybe you're in Ohio or in Indiana or Kentucky or Tennessee. Anywhere that Earth Mix Garden products are sold, you can get a bag of Earth Mix Garden products. Yes. So maybe a few for your square foot garden or for your other gardening missions. Now,
mushroom,
I'll tell you this.
Compost.
Earth Mix Garden products is really meant and really blended for the growers. It's ready to give you the very best growing, but it's done so with 100% organic and sustainably produced. So there's no chemical materials in there whatsoever. It's locally sourced materials, 100% organic, and it's built to give you success. And, you know, success in gardening begins at the ground level. That's like we like to say with Earth Mix Garden products. So if you want to get your best results, it's a lot of work to garden. And it's doubly hard if you don't have good soil to grow in. So don't just settle for whatever's available out there. Choose EarthMix Garden Products. Check out the website, earthmix.net, for a list of complete list of vendors. You can just go right over here where it says find EarthMix, and you can click on the tab there, and it'll give you a complete list of all the vendors around Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana. A lot of locations right there, so check it out at earthmix.net. So thank you for that, and get some stuff growing at your house.
Yes. Now, we didn't quite make it all the way around the room. We stopped at the shrimp, so let's go on to the
We've got some caladiums over there. We've got some
caladium.
We got several different types, and we got some calibrachoa, that little dwarf-looking petunia, those golden ones there, and also you have some up behind your head there, Josh, which are quite nice.
Oh, yeah, they look good. Okay.
And the good thing about them is that they are heavy, as you can see. They're very heavy bloom producers, and they don't take a whole lot of effort to keep them in bloom. They don't require a lot of deadheading. They just matter of keeping them fertilized and watered. So they're really one of the more wonderful hanging basket plants. The Alamandas or Diplodenias, as they're also known as. You see, there's a white basket, and there's also some pots of them down front. Those are great flowering all summer long, throughout from now all the way to frost.
I see another potential Mother's Day gift right there on the wall, David Bates.
An old bookcase?
A dirt shirt.
Oh, well, oh. You could get...
buy mommy a rose bush.
I like to play in the dirt shirt. You can certainly do that. That's another option open to you. Don't do this.
Don't do what?
It's very important.
What's that?
Whenever you ask someone, that dear special mom, the person you love the most, is there something you would like for me to get for you? Oh, no, I don't need anything. Do not fall for that one. Mm-mm. I'm telling you.
That's a trap.
That is a trap. And it's a test. Mm-hmm. It's a test that you only can fail if you just listen to what's being said. You're going to fail and fail miserably.
You got
to
get something, even if it's a scoop of dirt.
Pick up a card, do something. You know, I mean, obviously, restaurants in Nashville don't open until beginning on Monday. Mm-hmm. So,
That Waffle House in Springfield was packed.
But every 6 feet? I mean,
oh, yeah. I mean, they were doing it safely, but I mean, people up there where I live are ready to. Like, I went and picked up food at O'Charlie's, and the way it apparently is working, at least there's like a booth, and then there's two empty booths, and then there's somebody, and then two empty booths. And you do what you got to do to stay safe.
Right. Well, I don't know if any of you. Or how many of you may have listened to Mayor Cooper's address a couple of days back when they were first talking about opening the city, starting the process of opening the city back up. And certainly I think he was very clear to businesses that are opening up, and I understand the difficulty because we have been enduring this for the last 6 weeks as far as following the best practices and trying to offer a business environment that is safe and wearing masks, keeping safe distances. There's a lot to do to prepare yourself as a business. So make sure you do your due diligence if you're a business owner and getting ready to start down that path. It is not particularly easy. So, you know, it's do your homework, read all the requirements, and do your best to be totally compliant because they're not going to be very forgiving for those who are not able to do these. So don't act like it's, everything's wide open again. It's not.
Real fast, coming in at the very end, we have a one-yard boy on the phone.
Oh, my goodness, and a quick shout-out to Mama Kathy. We see you out there. Happy Mother's Day to you, dear, too.
Hey, yard boy, you're on, bud.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
What's up, yard boy?
Not a whole lot. I was going to give a shout out if I could to the mothers in my life, of course, my wife, and I still got my mother that's still with us, and then my mother-in-law
and then also my wife's grandmother, and that would be really the mothers that I've still hanging around here in my life. I don't have either one of my grandmothers anymore. I lost one of them about 17 years ago, and the other one about 34 years ago. Actually, this week she'd have been 102 on this past Tuesday if she was still with us.
Wow!
You know, I often think about all the things I would love to be able to ask my grandmother or either of my grandmothers if they were. Is that your phone buzzing? Or that's your duck call.
I thought Chris Nishin was on the other end of the line.
Sorry about that.
But Yard Boy, thank you for those kind of messages. Now, I understand that perhaps this might be the place. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We're going to have a worldwide exclusive, possibly.
Oh, boy.
Is there a certain citizen of the city of Petersburg that's going to be running for alderman with certain conditions?
Okay, now you got to be careful, Josh, because we got to allow time for other candidates.
Well, there's one candidate that passed away that probably won't be able to come on, but I understand that perhaps there's an at-homie that may be running for a seat on the board of aldermen in the city of Petersburg.
I hear there could be forthcoming announcements in about 6 weeks.
Okay. Now,
you're going to keep us posted then.
Now,
right?
is there going to be a group of at-homies that may run as a block, perhaps?
That's unconfirmed. All I can say at this point.
Okay. You can either confirm nor deny.
That's probably best left unconfirmed.
Correct.
Okay. But should these announcements come to pass, you will make the worldwide announcement on the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates. Do we have that pledge from you, sir?
Well, I'm looking at my calendar, and the announcement should be, it can't be made official until June the 19th at noon.
Okay.
Which is a Friday. Okay. Which is a Friday.
So the 20th is a possibility then.
Okay.
So June the 20th, there could be an announcement on the At Home Show.
Okay. We're going to be the first ones.
Featuring Michael Stevenson.
Yeah.
What about me?
Featuring Michael Stevenson, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Would you be available to come in alive and perhaps make that announcement on that day?
Josh, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
That's okay.
Well, let's give the man some time. He's got, obviously.
You're assuming that it's me that has the announcement to make.
I'm not assuming anything.
You're making a lot of assumptions here.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Sounds like he's trying to steal someone's thunder.
Huh? I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, just get us in there on the front, you know, because, I mean, Corey loves us. I mean, we love Corey, so.
Absolutely. Right. So we're just out there trying to support each other. That's all we're talking about, right?
Yeah. We yard of the month. Correct. How many? Again, are we still the current? Are you still the current yard of the month?
How many consecutive months has it been that you have won yard of the month? Now is it like 260 something?
381.
Okay.
381, Mr. Bates.
So. The yard of the month in town of Petersburg, consecutive. Mm-hmm. There was not. I'm sure there was a couple of months in there where it was too close to call, and somehow you just squeaked it out. But
there was some tough competition a few months there. But yes, it's still the reigning champion.
Well, all right. We appreciate you calling in and being a part of the At Home Show this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon. Please don't wait until the 20th of June to return a call to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and hey. I hope your finger is feeling better there, David. I know you had a little mishap with it there last week.
Well, you had a fall this week as well, so
accidents happen. I had a pretty bad accident about 27 years ago, and a guy says, "Man, you're just having them all the time." I go, "Well, yeah, but that was like 27 years ago. I don't think that's a pattern, so we'll see."
Yeah.
Hey, keep strapping them out there, buddy. Keep slicking them off.
Keep them straight up there.
All righty. We see Marty Thurer out there. Hey, thanks for watching there.
Thank you, Marty.
Okay. And Marty wants to know, what is the best time to cut back his rose bushes, David?
3:30.
3:30, Marty. Course, you know that.
It's always the best time. Okay. Yeah. If they're shrub roses, you can. It really doesn't matter. They're going to grow right back. If they're hybrid tea roses, you just want to do them right after that they flower.
And then the petals get all pukey looking, yes, and then you cut it back. Now, all righty. Folks, we are coming to the end of this edition of the At Home program. But next Saturday morning, we're going to come back Facebook Live. We'll be on Twitter. We'll be, might be on LinkedIn, should we get approved. We had to go through an indoctrination.
YouTube
will be out there.
So we're trying to get all of our various connections mm-hmm. up and together, and then we can do a more...
cohesive.
More diligent, more diligent, speak up, David. We're trying to do the effort, we're trying to promote. Yes, we're trying to promote this thing and make it look as professional as possible. Whether it is or not is another thing.
Oh, it's the at-home show. But it is a Saturday morning tradition. It's been coming to you for parts of 2 centuries, 2 millennia, 4 decades now, David Bates.
That's pretty hard to believe.
Yep, and you can just share it. Share it, share it. Please get it going. Go out and find the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Everything is free right now. So, I mean, just get it out there and get everybody, let everybody know what we're doing here for you. And it's service-oriented, Facebook Alive, talk radio / whatever's going on. Watch The Opry tonight again, folks. Please do so.
Well, Ted, that's been awesome every week. Yep. It was just excellent last week. So check that out. I have no idea who the hosts are this evening, but... they always put some great product out there, so check that out.
Okay. We'll see you next Saturday morning right here from the Green Room at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. See you then.
Bye-bye.